Luke chapter 10, we'll start reading in verse 30. Jesus answering said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way. And when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise, a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. And when he saw him, he had compassion on him, and went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence and gave them to the host. The word 2 pence here means a 2 days' pay. And gave them to the host, and said unto him, take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Which now these 3 thinkest thou was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? With the Lord's help, I'm going to preach on, I have a problem. I have a problem. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for today. Thank you for the blessings bestowed upon me and my family. And I pray now, Lord, you continue to watch over us and keep us safe. I pray now, Lord, that you would help me in my speech.
Yes.
Send my heart, Lord, send my mind. And I pray and ask, Lord, that you would help me devise the word of truth and help me to speak and clearly, Lord, and just help me to give what you've given to me, to everyone else. I pray and ask all these things in Jesus' name, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
I have a problem. I can look at this passage of Scripture, and I can look at the priest, and I can look at the Levite, and I can give you an excuse or reason why they didn't have to help the man that was on the side of the road.
Right.
Which means that I think I have a problem. I can say the priest, he could have had a brand new suit, or he could have had a brand new robe, and he said, you know what? I don't have time for this right now. I can't touch anything unclean. I have new clothes on, therefore I cannot help this man. The Levite can say, hey, I don't know what's going on here. The robbers may still be around. Obviously, he's beat up. I don't want to help this man. I don't want to get myself beat up. I don't want to get myself in trouble. I don't want to put forth the sacrifice and say, hey, I helped this man. Those are 2 excuses.
Mm-hmm.
Those are excuses. And everyone has an excuse on why they shouldn't do something, or why they haven't done something, or why God hasn't said, hey, it's my turn. We have an excuse. But instead of having excuses, maybe we should start having or being examples.
Amen.
An example at home. An example on the job. An example at church. An example in your everyday life. A good place to start is at home.
Mm-hmm.
And what if you're being a good example at home, you're being a good example at home, you are setting an example for your children.
Right.
You're setting an example for your children. As me and my wife, we pray with them before we eat. We pray with them at night before we go to bed. And it's rubbing off on me and her because we got to pray again. We pray twice. So we get Aubrey into bed and we say, what are you thankful for? And for the longest time, since October, since Halloween, since we went trick-or-treating, the number one thing she was thankful for was Paula. Paula had spent 3 days at our house. That's my wife's best friend. She came out here from Texas when Leanna had passed away. And she stayed here with us for a while. And we ended up going trick-or-treating. And Aubrey just loved Paula to death because Paula had spent time with her. You know, that was every night. I think up until Christmas, you know, she was thankful for Paula. And now she's thankful for Pop Pop. And she's thankful for Santa Claus and presents. Things of this nature. But this is a child's mind. And me and Danielle are setting an example for her to follow.
Right.
Another example we can set towards in life, you can be an aunt or uncle or grandpa or grandma, but whoever you are, just know at home people are watching you. It goes the same thing for brothers and sisters. Brothers and sisters will constantly watch each other.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure sometimes Faith has set an example for Michael or JJ to follow, or even likewise. You just never know. I don't live there. I don't know. Faith's covering her face. On your job, you have to set an example on your job. What's your example at work? Don't be a why co-worker. Don't be a why co-worker. Okay. I'm going to dive a little bit. Ethan had a management position, correct? He has a management position. He doesn't want to have to go to any of his employees and say, why haven't you done this? Where were you at this particular time? Why hasn't this gotten done? Or why did you do this? This is not what I asked you to do. Don't be a why employee. We should try our hardest to be the best employee ever.
Right.
For instance, my wife told me the other day, and can I share this with the young lady who was talking to you about her husband? All right, so she was at work. She was at work, and she was reading her Bible, and the lady said, girl, what church you go to? And so when she said that, I'm guessing it was a black lady. You know, girl, what church did you go to? With a white lady. Oh, wow, here we go. So, here we go.
Right.
She comes up to her, she goes, hey, you know, I need Jesus. You know, I called my husband the other day, sexting someone on the phone. Now, I don't know if anyone knows what that is, but that's something that man, this marriage should not be doing. You should need to be a great, but why did she go to Danielle? Because she's seen Danielle reading her Bible.
Yep.
She knew Danielle had a word of wisdom to give her from the Word of God.
Amen.
What kind of church member are you?
Come on.
We need to be examples. What kind of church member are you? Don't forget, when you leave here, you still represent Sunrise Baptist Church.
Here.
Yep.
But most importantly, you represent Jesus.
Amen.
You know, people are watching, and then they see everything you do. We have any church members that we're a church member. You know, where are you on Sunday? Where are you during the meeting? You know, where are you during the get together we had after church? You know, where are you? Where are you during the midnight service? I mean, the midweek service. Where are you Sunday night? You know, I mean, hey, where are you? Don't be a where member. We need some members. We got a lot of members here. Not, you know. None of y'all have folks here, but you know those other Baptist churches. They always help. They always clean. They always signing up for everything. We have a lot of those here. We have a lot of people that help here.
Amen.
We have a lot of always helping or always standing up for what's right in this church. Oh, Lord. I don't want to do it. If the church is to represent the body of Christ, do we need all body parts to get through the day? How is the church supposed to survive if we can't have a hand to brush the teeth with? So now we got two problems. Okay, let's move right along. Co-workers, church members, at home, and most importantly, in this day and age, social media. Who are you setting an example for on social media? If someone that did not know you from Japan or Afghanistan seen your profile, what could they say about your post? What could they say about you? Moving right along. I have a problem. My problem is, you know what my problem is? And I'm going to be transparent with you guys. I think I got 10 minutes. 5 minutes. I got 5 minutes. My problem is criticism. I am quick to criticize people. And I am quick to criticize, but I don't say it out loud. I'll be like, you know, and the Lord says, hey, what's wrong with you? You know exactly what you're saying. You know, and so when it comes down to it, is this the 5 minute mark?
Yeah.
All right, 5 minute mark. I can't see it right there. Here we go. Right here. 5 minutes. You got it. All right. So I'm, and that's my fault. My fault is I am quick to criticize people.
Amen. Preach, preach.
And in Romans 14:4, it tells us a lot about criticism. If you want to write these down, I'm only going to touch on a couple. I only got 5 minutes to go. Romans 14:4, Galatians 6:1, Ephesians 4:29. These verses touch on criticism and judgment. James 1:19-20, and Proverbs 27:5-6. No, we'll pick up right there. Proverbs 27. Proverbs 27:5-6. Open rebuke is better than secret love. Faithful are the wounds of a friend.
Amen.
But the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. I believe they're talking about when Judas kissed Jesus. He said, that's the man, go get him. That was a deceitful kiss from Judas.
Amen.
Another passage on here is James 4:11-12. James 4:11-12. And the Bible tells us here, speak not evil one of another, brethren. He that speaketh evil of his brother and judgeth his brother speaketh evil of the law and judgeth the law. But if thou judge the law, thou art not a doer of the law, but a judge. There is one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. Who art thou that judges one another? Oh yeah, this helped me. This helped me a lot. Because I find myself being this person sometimes. But it's not my place. That's not my place. And the Lord said, hey, boy, you better wake up. What's wrong with you? You're no better than nobody else. You deserve hell just like everybody else.
Amen.
But I'm thankful he saved my soul from
this
of hell.
Amen.
So with that being said, they're talking about the law. Well, what is the law? The law here is what's in, is in Matthew 22:35-40. Matthew 22:35-40. Then one of them, which was a lawyer, asked him a question, tempting him, and saying, Master, which is the great commandment in the law? Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and all the prophets.
Amen.
So if I'm criticizing people, then I have a problem with the first word in this, which is the heart. I have a heart problem. There's something wrong with my heart. My heart is not right with the Lord. Therefore, how am I supposed to fix this? If I have a heart problem, And I'm criticizing people or not setting a great example for my wife, for my children, then something must be wrong with me. And we have just seen here that one of those things is that my heart ain't right. Another one could be my mind is not on the Lord.
Yes.
And my mind could be on something else.
Amen.
So how do we fix this heart problem? Well, turn with me to Proverbs. Proverbs 14:21. He that despiseth his neighbor sinneth. So don't despise your neighbor. But he that hath mercy on the poor, happy is he. Happy is he. If I want to be happy, if I want my heart to get right with the Lord, then I need to start reading my Bible a little bit more. I need to start getting close to the Lord. I need to start being nice to those, like the Samaritan was here. In this passage of scripture, he did not know this man. And there's some people that I don't know that I need to go the extra mile for. I need to go say, hey, do you need some help? Because there'll be plenty of times I'll be on the side of the road and there'll be a man there with a sign saying, I need money or I need this or I need that. I'm not the one to give money until the Lord pricks my heart about it. The Lord pricks my heart about it. I'll be more than happy to follow the Lord's will and do that. But it's not all the time. I need to go more out of my way to help those that need help. I need to go more out of my way for my neighbor. And who is your neighbor? That's the person that's next to you. Okay, Father. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for today. Thank you for the message that was brought forth. And I pray now, Lord, that you would Be with Brother Russell as he preaches.
Yes,
pray and ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You go ahead and praise him.
Amen. I tell you what, that's a challenge in Scripture, amen. A lot of times we'll walk on by, we'll see people, and we can help them in their time of need, but we're too busy, amen. So let's make sure that we say, you know, well, what can I do to help somebody? What can I do to encourage somebody, amen? And I like that part about being a judge. We're not a judge. You know, the Lord said, if you start judging me, you're a judge, amen.
Yep.
So none of us have all the information. God has all the information, but instead we should be praying. Praying ye one for another. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. All right, Brother Russell's going to bring us a message tonight. I'll see you pray for Brother Russell as he comes to preach the Word of God. Amen. We thank Brother Russell what he does there over at Better Roads Rescue Ministry. Lord uses him and Miss Robbins to do a lot of things to help those guys there. I mean, they really, really appreciate that. Amen. I'll see you pray for him as he preaches the Word. Amen. Preach.
Amen. Yeah.